I invite you to release the weight of your body into the ground. Let the ground tell you where center is. And from there, begin to discover the upward moving energies that, as though you are drawing from the ground, this vibrancy of life, of strength, of lightness, sometimes you can feel very fatigued when sitting down, but discover that as the energies of your body start to harmonize, like iron filings along a magnet, that non-conceptual energy itself brings vibrancy to your body and your mind where it wasn't before. And that might not happen right away. It might take 10, 15 minutes of simply sitting and coming to equilibrium and coming to peace with where your body and mind are right now. And today, let your breath be like water. As though your body were filled with clear, crystal clear water. And you let your breath flow naturally as it needs to. And experience the vibrations associated with that breath as though they were subtle waves moving through water. This is using imagery to help us access something that's actually happening. What's happening is the movement of the vayus, or the energies within the body. But it can be easier to feel that sometimes if you let yourself feel like water, like a pool of water to begin with. And see the softening that may happen in different parts of your body if you let them be liquid. All the way down to the tips of your toes. Let your face soften as if this water was flowing through your cheekbones, your jaw. And see if you can encompass your whole body with awareness so that you start to see the circuit of that flow of energy as it's actually arising. And let go of any visual imagery of water, but rather just start to experience non-conceptual sensations themselves. And very gently, can you detect on the inhalation how the sensations throughout your body arise like a chain reaction in a downward movement, even though the air itself is only going to your lungs? Can you taste that chain reaction all the way to your toes? And then as you exhale, can you feel the chain reaction of sensations throughout the body, flowing upward and out, as it were, through the face as you exhale? This will arise quite differently depending on each individual. Don't try to make anything happen. Just notice, is there a movement downward as you inhale, and a movement upward and out as you exhale? Then I invite you to locate your energetic heart, as it were, at the center of this entire circuit or fluctuation of movement. Can you go right to the center of your being? And as of today, what is it that moves you, that motivates you? And if we're honest with ourselves, there may be things that drive us to do things each day, seemingly out of necessity. But that's not joyful. It's things we have to do. So I invite you to look more deeply. What is it that moves you, that gives you joy? A truth-given joy, an authentic joy. And as though drawing our innermost reality in space, is there a thread? Can you feel a thread between your heart and that to which you aspire? And it may not take visual form per se, but can you somehow see in front of you, in the space at the level of your head or just above your head, but in front of you, the way we look up into the sky with hope or awe or yearning? Can you feel a thread between your heart of where you seem to be now and where you aspire to be? And feel that presence in front of you. Can you believe in a source of all that is good? Can you believe that that source exists now? And because that goodness is aware, is unimpeded knowing, That goodness knows you right now. And cares for you more than you even know how. And you dwell, simply dwell in that relationship, this channel of light between your heart and that which is both your ground and your goal. Which is infinite in scope and totally present right here, right now. And what does that presence ask you, call you to do? To open your own heart to all of reality. Because your own heart is the locus, the ground of that goodness, every bit as much as the space in front of you. Why should it be any different? So as though divine love is burning a hole in your heart. Let it expand to what you know of the experience of sentient beings in our world now. For each of us, that is still only a fraction. A representation, but it's enough. Each of us knows enough to taste the depths of suffering, of fear, of twisted mental afflictions from which sentient beings are suffering. Can you let your heart open like an ocean of love with rays of fire along its wave flows? And calling upon the infinite power of the ground that knows all things. Invite that pain, that suffering, to flow inward and be obliterated in you, burned up in you. So that it is no more. And then along these rays of blazing light, that are, as it were, constantly emitted from your heart, see that all goodness flows, is given, you are simply a conduit. For an inconceivable love. And rest there as though you are a steady state. Any suffering that exists naturally comes in and is burned up in your heart. Any goodness that exists flows from your heart in all directions, because that's simply what it does. And then as we bring this session to a close, allow any remains of visualization, spatial, dimensional drawing to withdraw into your heart. And rest in the simple spaciousness of awareness, knowing that what you have established in your intention doesn't change. It's present whether you visualize it or not as you emerge from this session.